AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Trump administration is arguing that the war in Iran has already ended because of the ceasefire that began in early April. This would allow the White House to avoid seeking congressional approval. The statement furthers an argument laid out by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth yesterday. Testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee, Hegseth told Virginia Senator Tim Kaine that the 60-day deadline for either ending hostilities or getting congressional approval does not apply right now.
We are in a ceasefire right now, which our understanding means the 60-day clock pauses or stops in a ceasefire.
So you're not in.
Yeah. It's our understanding, just so you know.
Okay, well, I do not believe the statute would support that. I think the 60 days runs maybe tomorrow, and it's going to pose a really important legal question for the administration. We have serious constitutional concerns.
Under Hegseth's rationale, the administration has not yet met the requirement mandated by a 1973 law to seek formal approval from Congress for military action that extends beyond 60 days. In Texas, Camp Mystic has withdrawn its application for a 2026 license renewal. Last summer, the camp located along a river was hit by floodwaters that killed 25 girls and two teenage counselors. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a stabbing yesterday at a Tacoma, Washington high school.
A Tacoma high school student has been booked on 5 counts of first-degree assault after 4 students and an adult security guard were injured in a stabbing at Foss High School. Tacoma police say the 5 victims were either stabbed or cut. A 6th victim suffered minor injuries. The suspect also was cut. Officer Shelby Boyd.
I know how terrifying that could feel. But I would say that, you know, we were here quick.
Sound courtesy Como TV.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on the provisional implementation of the EU-Mercosur deal.
The long-awaited trade deal between the South American bloc Mercosur and the European Union is finally on, at least provisionally. The initiative creates a transatlantic market estimated at $22 trillion, with 720 million potential consumers. Analyst Leah Valls said the agreement, which will be fully implemented in 2038, counters Trump's narrative against multilateral deals, calling it a positive sign. The European Commission's president provisionally put the deal into effect by sidestepping EU Parliament. The move is being challenged by EU lawmakers at the bloc's judiciary. The agreement will be halted if the European body rules against it. I'm Karen Shamas.
More stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.